Next Tuesday, KEDM hosts a discussion on recycling. We'll look at programs in place and what projects are being encouraged in our area. The panel will open the conversation, and one guest joins me by phone for more about the issue. Kathy Cheek serves as Monroe Garden Study League's Conservation Committee Chair. Kathy, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
What are some of the recent discussions you've had involving local recycling efforts?
Citizens who are interested in, you know, recycling in Monroe, having curbside recycling, something that's not available at the present time. And for also businesses to join in and start recycling and starting some education in the schools locally about recycling with the students.
Well, as a resident, what recycling practices do you have at home?
I've recycled for years. I have, you know, receptacles in my home where I separate the paper, plastic, aluminum cans, so forth. I have six different containers, and I go weekly, take those to Monroe Steel and Iron, or I go to Mark Industries and deposit those. Once you start doing that, it's very simple, but it's just getting in the habit of recycling, and it's just second nature to myself.
Well, Kathy, is there a neighborhood program in place, or how do you develop the discussion with making others aware about the need for recycling in our area?
There is not a neighborhood program in place. Monroe Garden Study League, however, is interested in recycling, and the members all are interested in doing that. And we would like to, you know, get it started, you know, throughout Monroe. It's something that we can all do, whether it's just recycling aluminum cans or newspapers, just anything helps, and just, you know, even on a small scale.
And you mentioned starting on a small scale. Those on a small scale that may be able to train them up in recycling efforts is children. How can kids get involved?
I know in the past, myself and my children in their schools, they had recycling in high school and even elementary and middle schools. In the lunchrooms, they had receptacles for water bottles, one for aluminum cans. It can start off that small. I was active in the PTAs, PTOs. We had fundraisers. The children would collect recyclables. Then the proceeds from all the items that they collected to recycle turned back into the schools. It was profit for the school programs. They need to be familiar with it and be used to to doing it themselves. Because, you know, everybody is recycling now. It's a necessity. It's something we all have to do for our planet and for our communities. We have to recycle because we can't keep on depleting our resources. It's something that we've got to do.
Kathy, looking forward to you serving as a panelist and furthering the discussion about recycling coming up Tuesday at the Pickle Barrel. Kathy Cheek again serves as the Conservation Committee Chair with the Monroe Garden Study League. Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.